The sharpest signal in mental performance this week came from one source twice. Dr. Sindra Kampoff's High Performance Mindset podcast, which has crossed 2 million downloads across 120-plus countries, dropped two consecutive episodes that line up almost exactly with how MindSport thinks about training the mental game. Episode 744, The Power of Focus, frames attention as a controllable mental spotlight. Kampoff's argument: when an athlete reports frustration, the real problem is almost never the circumstance. It is where the spotlight is pointed. Reframe focus as a directable skill, and frustration becomes a pointing error you can correct in real time. Episode 743, Elite by Choice, brings on Lauren Johnson, the former mental performance coach for the New York Yankees. Her thesis is the related claim: average results come from average actions, and elite output compounds from small, consistent daily decisions. The takeaway is that elite is not a state you arrive at on game day. It is the residue of what you trained the previous 364 days. Why this matters for how you train. Both episodes converge on the same operational principle: mental performance is a protocol, not a trait. That distinction is the entire reason MindSport exists. If toughness, focus, and confidence were innate, there would be nothing to train. The evidence-based view, supported across the last decade of sports psychology research, is that they behave like any other motor skill: trainable, decomposable, and improved through structured repetition. That maps cleanly onto three operational decisions an athlete can make this week and train focus directionally. Pick one cue per session: breath, target, ball flight, foot strike, racket face, and rep redirecting attention back to it under load. The skill is not the cue itself. It is the redirect, stacked daily decisions. Choose one mental rep you will not skip on a non-competition day: an 8-minute guided pre-performance protocol, a written reset script, or a focus interval before your first hard effort. Compounding is real. Treat frustration as data. When you notice it on the course, on the trail, or on the court, ask the Kampoff question: where is my spotlight pointed right now? The answer is the play. The Rob Bell, plus Amy Marine reinforcement. Outside Kampoff, the Mental Toughness podcast with Dr. Rob Bell ran a recent episode with best-selling author Amy Morin on building toughness as a practice rather than a trait. Same thesis, different surface area. Morin's evidence-based argument is that resilience is built rep by rep through small, deliberate exposures to controlled discomfort, not summoned in the moment, from raw willpower. The unifying picture from this week's signal: elite mental performance is being framed by the practitioners with the largest reach as a daily training stack, not a personality. That is the protocol-driven approach MindSport has built our 8-minute session model around. One signal for the endurance side. On the endurance front, Rob Krar's 2026 summer camp opened registration. Krar continues to position guided trail running as a vehicle for trained mental output, with his framing centered on directed effort rather than passive recovery. The camp's mixed-terrain flagstaff format is a useful real-world analog for athletes who want to pair physical training blocks with structured mental performance work. What to do with this? If you train under MindSport's golf or running pillar, the action line from this week is short: treat focus as a controllable skill. Run one redirect rep per training session. Treat toughness as a practice. Pick one daily mental rep and protect it. Compete with the protocol you trained. Trust comes from reps, not effort. The athletes performing at the level the rest of the field is chasing are not relying on grit. They are running protocols. So can you